China has moved to target the biggest American exporters in the latest salvo of the trade war that's erupted between the two countries. Beijing is putting new tariffs on American soybeans, aircraft and food products to hit back at President Donald Trump's decision to impose tariffs on Chinese high-tech products. China correspondent Bill Birtles reports.
Chinese officials were expected to respond to President Trump's high-tech tariffs package, and they wasted little time. The Commerce Ministry announced a 25% tariff on the biggest American import, soybeans. The second biggest import to China, Boeing aircraft, will also be hit. Food products, oil and gas, and even whiskey are among 106 imports in the firing line. Zhu Guangyao is from China's finance ministry.
If you look at the history since the founding of New China, you can find that China has never succumbed to external pressure. The pressure from the outside will only urge and encourage the Chinese people to work even harder.
American pressure, though, is at the very least provoking a strong response from China, which has more to lose in a trade war. China sold more than $500 billion worth of goods to the United States last year. American exports to China were only $130 billion. Wang Shouwen is a senior Chinese trade official.
We cannot dictate the change in trade deficit or surplus. And cutting deficit is also requiring efforts of both sides. China alone cannot make that happen.
To help reduce the American deficit, Chinese officials say the US should reverse a long-standing ban on selling high-tech military equipment to China. But part of the rationale for Donald Trump's tariffs is that China has allegedly been stealing American intellectual property or coercing US companies to hand it over as a prerequisite for doing business in China. To try and force a change in Beijing's trade practices, the US has targeted Chinese tech products that form part of a program to make Beijing a leader in advanced manufacturing. China's foreign ministry spokesman Gang Shuang says the program is being unfairly targeted.
America is the world's leading technological force and has high manufacturing ability. It should be confident about itself and should be dignified about the way it competes with other countries. They don't need protectionist measures to target or interfere in the efforts of other countries.
It's clear Beijing hopes it can negotiate with Washington in the next couple of months so that neither side has to implement their respective tariffs. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for AM.
And President Trump has tweeted that the US is not in a trade war with China because that war was lost many years ago, he says, by the, quote, foolish or incompetent people who represented the US.